that the Allah of the prayers of the Shishi Maya and his divine grace Shri Prabhupada Pija. His confounder Charya Shri Prabhupada Pija. Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Pija. All glorious to some of the all glorious to some of the all glorious to some of the Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita
Chandra
Jaya We're continuing our reading from Srimad Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saturday we're reading today, what is it, 28 to 33? Madhya Lila chapter 21, entitled The Opulence and Sweetness of Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Discharani Vancha Kalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhya Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 28. Krishna Mahima Rahu Kebatara Jata.
Krishna Mahima Rahu Kebatara.
Vrindavanastha Niradeka Ascharya Vibhuta
Vrindavanastha Niradeka Ascharya Vibhuta.
Translation. Let the glories of Lord Krishna be. Who can be aware of all of them? His abode, Vrindavan, has many wonderful opulences. Just try to see them all. 29. Shola Kosha Vrindavana Shastra Prakashe
Shola Kosha Vrindavana Shastra Prakashe
Hara Eka Deshe Vaikuntha Janda Ganabhase
Hara Eka Deshe Vaikuntha Janda Ganabhase.
Translation. According to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 16 kroshas, 32 miles. Nonetheless, all of Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. How's that for opulences? Purport. In Braja, the land is divided into various vanas or forests. The forests total 12, and their extension is estimated to be 84 kroshas. Of these, the special forest known as Vrindavan is located from the present municipal city of Vrindavan to the village called Nandagram. This distance is 16 kroshas, 32 miles. So there's Srila Prabhupada's describing in the purport that the difference between here, the talking about Vrindavan, this is one of the 12 forests of Braj. Which is a bigger area that includes 12 forests. We can get them. If there's Vrindavan, Madhuban, Talavan, Kumudvan, Kamivan, then Bilvavan, Bhadravan, Mahavan, like that. There's 12 different forests. Somebody else. All right, and so one of those forests is Vrindavan, and that one forest, Vrindavan, extends 16 kroshas from the present-day town of Vrindavan to Nandagram. And all of the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. This is our Krishna's mystic powers. How can fathom Krishna's glories. I mean, even his abode. What is that? All right, text 30. Apara Aishwarya Krishnera Nahika Ganana. Shaka Chandra Nyaye Kari Diga Darshana. Translation, no one can estimate the opulence of Krishna. That is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give a little indication. Purport will explain that. First, a child is shown the branches of a tree, and then he is shown the moon through the branches. This is called Sakha Chandra Nyaya. The idea is that first one must be given a simpler example, then the more difficult background is explained. So there's a branch Vedic knowledge called Nyaya. There's different principles given examples like that. They give Nyaya actually means like logic. So these are types of things to give us some indication of some subtle points in philosophy. Here it is described as Sakha. Sakha means branch, and Chandra is moon. Sakha Chandra Nyaya, that you can understand something by looking at something that you can understand. You can understand a little bit something that is a little bit further beyond your grasp. Similar, there's other types of Nyaya. There's other, they called Nyaya. Tanduli Vrishchika Nyaya is there, that the scorpion lays its eggs in the bag of rice, and it appears to an uninformed person that the scorpions, the baby scorpions, are being born from that bag of rice. So that is a mistake, of course, because the scorpion first lays its eggs in that rice, and then the scorpions are take birth. Then there's the Arda Kukuti Nyaya. This is a very popular one. Krishna says, Yatechasi Tathaguru, that you do whatever you want. After Krishna explains whole Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he says, okay, now that I've told you everything, now you do what you want. So some people are very fond of that statement, but they don't want to take the other parts of where he gives so many instructions. Vidi Nished, and prohibitions and regulations. So, of course, Arda means half, and Kukuti is chicken, hen. So the farmer, he wants to take the benefit from the hen laying the eggs, but he doesn't want to feed the hen. So he wants to make half hen, just take the back half that lays the eggs. This is called Arda Kukuti Nyaya. There's some other ones, there's Ajagala Nyaya, that the Aja, the goat, Gala, is it Gala? What? So this is the mistaken idea that the the goat has some nipples like that on its neck, and we tried to get the milk from the nipples, it's not going to work. So we tried to take benefit from this material world in so many ways, but actually there's nothing to be found in this material world. No nectar, no milk. Milk is just like nectar. So the milk that we're searching for, happiness, that is not found in this material world. You can try so many different ways. So there's other ones. Oh, what is that? What's the other ones? The frog in the well. Kupa Mundaka? What is it? Mundaka. Kupa Mundaka, or something. The frog in the well. Yeah, that's another type of nyaya, that the frog in the well. This is one of Srila Prabhupada's he quoted many times, because the material scientists, they have the general people have very high expectations from the material scientists. But Srila Prabhupada said they're just like frogs in the well. The idea is that the frog is living his whole life in the well. And we're like that in the material world. We're living just like in a well. And if someone comes, like spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada comes, Oma Gyana Timodandasya, he opens our eyes with the darkness and with the torch of knowledge here, illuminates our vision. So he's telling that the glory is here, just right, like this. How is it possible that all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of a 16 crores, 32 mile tract of land? So this is inconceivable, unbelievable to a materialistic person who's like a frog in the well. Said, no, you can't understand such things with our material senses. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indriya. You can never expect to understand Krishna by our mind and senses. It's not possible. You have to hear from the scriptures, from the sadhus. Tarko Pratishta Shruti Yoga Bina. Even different scriptures are there. Vibhina, they have different prescriptions and different ideas. Of course, we have to read the scriptures. We have to actually develop the eyes of now. By reading the scriptures, we develop that vision, chastra structures. But sometimes there's seemingly, because we're conditioned, since millions of lifetimes, we're conditioned, we see some type of discrepancy, contradiction we see. We think that there's some contradiction, but there's no actual contradiction. But therefore, we see like that. Shruti Yoga Vibhina, that the scriptures are different, they have different ideas. Actually not, but anyway, Tarko Pratishta. Tarka means knowledge, the argument. Apratishta. There's no basis, there's no conclusion for our argument. Tarko Pratishta Shruti Yoga Vibhina. Nasa Vrishir Yasya, but Matam Vibhina. Vibhina means different. And na, also, that there's no such person can be called a rishi if he doesn't have some other idea. It means nasa rishir yasya matam, these ideas, this opinion is not different. You can't be called a great thinker, just like there's so many philosophers in the material world. They have all of them give some different opinions about what is what. And no one can become famous unless he has some kind of difference. If he simply agrees with the other persons, then what's the use? How can he be called a learned person? He said, no, I have to give some other idea. What is that? Dharmasya tattvam, the actual religious, the truth of a religious life. Religious means dharma. Actually, dharma is, of course, sometimes translated as religious, but religion or something, but Srila Prabhupada said that's not actually, gives the real understanding of what dharma means. Dharma means that something is intrinsic, like intrinsic characteristics of a substance, like it gives sometimes example of salt. If it's not salty, if sugar is not sweet, what is the value, or how you can call it sugar, or how you can call it salt? So intrinsic characteristics of the living entity is that we are servant. So dharmasya tattvam. To understand these principles, what is that service? What is that service meant for? Dharmasya tattvam nihitam gahaya. This is very confidential. It's very difficult to understand, actually, all the intricacies that is. Of course, we can understand everyone is doing some kind of service. In India, they have the Manava Seva, that a serving man is as good as serving God. So there are so many different ideas, philanthropic personalities. Some people are simply materialistic. They want to serve only their senses. Kama adina nakati. I've served these senses for so many lifetimes. I've been serving, and they're so cruel that they're never satisfied. That is the problem. You can serve. So dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya, very difficult to understand, actually, the very subtle principles of dharma sometimes can be difficult to, there's so many, even in ISKCON sometimes we have some type of controversies and differences of opinion. But Mahajano Yena Kata Sapanta. So we have to just follow the footsteps of the Mahajans, because they are understanding is the perfect process like that. So we have a couple more verses. Maybe we'll come back to some of this because I haven't been prepared. And let's see. Text 31. Aishwarya kahite skurila aishwarya sagara. Manandriya dubila prabhu haila papana papara.
Manandriya dubila prabhu haila
papana. Translation. While describing the transcendental opulences of Krishna, the ocean of opulence manifested in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mind and senses were immersed in this ocean. Thus he was perplexed. Text 32. Bhagavatera e shloka parila apane.
Bhagavatera e shloka parila apane.
Artha ashadite sukhe karina vyakane. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and to relish the meaning, he began to explain it himself. So we can do this verse. We're 33. This is the last one? Yeah. Okay, I can read the response to this. Svayam trasam satiyas triyadisha. Svayam tasam ya tushayas tradisha. Saraja lakshmyapta samasta kama. Saraja lakshmyapta samasta kama.
Saraja lakshmyapta samasta kama.
Kalim Harabish Chiraloka
Palai.
Kalim Harabish Chiraloka
Palai.
Kirita Koti Gita Padapita. Kirita Koti Gita Padapita. Swayam Tvasham Yati Shayas Tradisha. Swaraja Lakshmyapta Samasta Kama. Palim Harad Bishchira Loka Palai. Kirita Koti Gita Padapita. We can chant, please.
Swagavan Deva Swami Yati Shayas Triadisha.
Swagavan
Deva Swami Yati Shayas Triadisha.
Swaraja Lakshmi Yata Samasta Kama.
Swaraja Lakshmi Yata Samasta Kama.
Balim Harabis Chira Loka Palai.
Balim Harabis Chira Loka Palai. Ladies, somebody.
Swayam Tvasham Yati Shayas Triadisha.
Swayam Tvasham Yati Shayas.
Swaraja Lakshmyapta Samasta Kama.
Swaraja Lakshmyapta Samasta Kama.
Palim Haradis Chiraloka Palai.
Palim Haradis Chiraloka Palai.
Anything else? Swayam. Swayam. Personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Two. But. Asamyatishaya. Who has no equal nor superior.
Who has no equal nor superior.
Tri Adisha.
Tri Adisha.
The master of three places.
The master of three places.
Namely Goloka Vrindavan. Vaikuntha Loka.
Vaikuntha Loka.
And the material world.
And the material world.
Or the master of Mahavishnu.
Or the master of Mahavishnu.
Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. And Kishore
Dakshaya Vishnu.
Or the master of Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar.
Or
the master of the three worlds.
The
higher, lower, and middle planetary systems.
The higher, lower, and middle planetary systems.
Three different, four different? One, two, three. Three places. Master, three, four. Swaraja Lakshmi, by his personal spiritual potency, apta,
already achieved,
samasta kama,
all desirable objects,
palim, a presentation or taxation,
haradbi,
who are offering.
Chiraloka
Palai, by the predominating deities
of different planets.
Kirita Koti,
by millions of helmets.
Idita, being worshipped. Padapita, who is lotus feet? Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the master of the three worlds and the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. No one is equal to or greater than him. By his spiritual potency, known as Swaraja Lakshmi, all his desires are fulfilled. While offering their dues and presents in worship, the predominating deities of all the planets touch the lotus feet of the Lord with their helmets. Thus they offer prayers to the Lord. Purport, this quotation is verse 21 of the second chapter, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have the third canto with us here. We can read the purport that is given there. Purport from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Says, Lord Sri Krishna is so mild and merciful as described in the above verses, and yet he is the Lord of all kinds of threes. Usually sometimes big personalities are proud. Lord Krishna is the Lord of all kinds of threes. He's the greatest of all great personalities. But he's described here as mild and merciful. I think some examples were given in the previous verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. Coming up, maybe see two verses after that, the example is given of how Krishna gave nice position to Putana, who came to kill him. Lebe gatim datriya chitam titonyam. She gave Putana, even though she came to kill him, Krishna gave her the benediction of the position of her of his nurse. Therefore, it's described, Kamba dayalum sharanam brajema. Who else can we take shelter of other than Krishna? Who is more merciful? Who could be more merciful than Krishna? He's such a great personality, Lord of all threes, kinds of threes, all kinds of threes. And still he's so merciful and kind and mild, is described. Okay, so he is the Lord of the three worlds, the three qualities of material nature, and the three Purushas, Karana Dakshaya, Garbha Dakshaya, and Kira Dakshaya Vishnu. There are innumerable universes, and in each and every universe there are different manifestations of Brahma, Vishnu, and Rudra. Besides that, there is the Sheshamurti who bears all the universes on his hoods, and Lord Krishna is the Lord of all of them. As the incarnation of Manu, he is the original source of all Manus in innumerable universes. Each universe has manifestations of 504,000 Manus. He is the Lord of the three principal potencies, namely Chit-Shakti, Maya-Shakti, and Tatastha-Shakti, and he is the complete master of six kinds of fortune: wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. There is none who can excel him in any matter of enjoyment, and certainly there is no one greater than him. No one is equal to or greater than him. It is the duty of everyone, whoever and wherever one may be, to surrender completely unto him. It is not wonderful, therefore, that all the transcendental controllers surrender to him and make all offerings of worship. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Mata Sarvam Purvartate Itimatva Bhajanti Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvitate. Krishna says, I'm the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. So Itimatva Bhajanti Mam. If someone understands that, he worships him. Buddha Bhava Samanvita, with some intelligence. We're already engaged in Krishna's worship, everyone. There's no opportunity to not serve Krishna. But because it's indirectly directed, we're engaged in Krishna's service in an indirect way. We don't get the benefits, same like the prisoners in the jailhouse. They're serving the government. They have no opportunity to serve outside the government because they're living in the kingdom, whatever the country. So they're obliged in that way to serve their leader, their president, or their king, or whatever. So here this described tradition in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, sometimes this Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya is called Tridasa Roy. There's the different types of opportunities. Tridasa means 3 times 10 plus 3, like that. So, where is that? Tridasa Roy. These all the demigods are there. Tridasa Roy. The 11 Rudras, the 12 Adityas, the 8 Vasus, and the Ashwini Kumaras. Or, so in this way, it's here described the same thing, Tradisha, that he's the Lord of all threes. Krishna is the Lord of everything and everyone, as we described to the Vedanta Sutra talks, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. What is a Brahma? What is this? This is the first thing of a human being who has taken that birth in the human form of life to inquire, what is this Brahman? What is the greatest of all? And the Brahman means like that, the greatest of all. What is all pervading and everywhere, the greatest of all. So next aphorism, Vedanta Sutra says that Janmadhyaya Shayata. Very simple, this sutra means very briefly, just giving, if someone has intelligence, very short instructions are needed. If someone has intelligence, you can just say a few words and you can understand, okay. And even more intelligent, the disciple, he can understand without being told even how to serve the spiritual master. He can understand, well, this is the business. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samstapanartaya. This is our business. So very simple words you can have and understand what to do. So Vedanta Sutra is like that, just very short words. Anavriti shabdat. You get the whole business finished just by hearing shabdat. From hearing shabdat anavriti, you get freedom from this bondage of this material world. So the second verse, what we were saying is Janmadhyaya Shayata, that from whom everything comes. Janma, Adi, everything, there's birth, existence and destruction, everything. Janmadhyasya, yasya means whose, yata, what is it coming from? Where is it coming from, all these things? This is the Brahma. Of course, Krishna accepted by Arjuna as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram. He's the Brahmano hi pratishtaham, Krishna says. I'm the source of that Brahman. I'm the support of that Brahman. Everything rests on me. And Krishna, Arjuna accepts that. And he also says that Asita Devalo Vyasa, all these other great personalities, they also accept like that. So that is the Mahajano. Mahajanas, Mahajano Yena Gatata. Following in their footsteps, we can also accept, okay, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, what do we know? We were born in the darkness of ignorance. That's as we said, just like said that. Oma Gyana Timurandasya Gyana. So they can give us something, an introduction to something of the glories of Krishna here. That's the chapter name, the opulence and sweetness of Krishna. Krishna, just like that. Opulence, sometimes sweetness is, opulence and sweetness seem to be also competing with each other. Sometimes someone who is greatly opulent, prime minister or a king or a great personality, he doesn't have the sweetness is very hard to find. It's covered by this opulence. Just like I think somebody quoted the other day, a little while back, about this Srila Prabhupada gave the example of Prime Minister Gladstone in England, that he was a great personality. Prime Minister of England at that time, I think that was before all these different countries got their independence, at least some of them, before they got, some of them got independence. England, one time, they had the whole Commonwealth of Nations, Australia, Canada, India, all these great, big kingdom was there under the British flag. So this was at the fag end of their dominance, but Gladstone was there. He was prime minister, big person, very big personality at that time. And one person wanted to come and see him, said, his secretary said, just wait, he's a little bit busy right now. He said, no, okay. So he waited and waited for like an hour, and then he just looked inside the room, opened the door and looked inside, and he saw that the Prime Minister Gladstone had become a horse for his grandson. So sometimes opulence and sweetness is separated, but we can see that Krishna is, that sweetness is found in Vrindavan. This is called Madhurya Dham, and the Vaikuntha Lokas here, having other Vaikuntha Lokas, there are opulences that are there. That was also discussed by Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur at the Hare Panchami, when the goddess Lakshmi goes to bring Jagannath back to her. After the Rath Yatra, they take Jagannath to from the temple of Jagannath, which is the, just like Vaikuntha, and they take him on a procession to Gundicha, which is just like Vrindavan. And when they're bringing back Goddess of Fortune, is, they have drama like that, that Goddess of Fortune goes back to get her husband back to Vaikuntha. And her servants harass the servants of Lord Jagannath. Why is he giving up this wonderful abode, this opulence? So in this way, he likes this Vrindavan. He's very happy in Vrindavan, but Goddess of Fortune. We can understand what the Goddess of Fortune, that's it's described in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevrimana. Sambrahma Sevrimana means very respectfully by, not Lakshmi, Lakshmi Sahasra, by thousands, millions of goddesses of fortune, they're serving Krishna, and still he likes to go out to with the cowherd boys to tend the cows in the forests of Vrindavan. So we can understand, here it's described that according to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 16 crosses. Nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this track. So they can study a little bit that discussion between Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. Swarup Damodar, he's taking the part of the Vrijvasi, explaining how the transcendental opulences of Vrindavan are far beyond what you can understand of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Some minerals, the gunja malas they have, and the peacock feather and the flute. These things are the opulences of Vrindavan. The sweetness of Vrindavan. And devotees, of course, we had the opportunity to stay a little bit in Vrindavan. We can understand that. We've also visited other places that are just like Vaikuntha on earth. If you go to Dwarka, you'll feel that the majesty of Krishna is so wonderful, and his opulences are just the mood. Is so much different than the mood of Vrindavan, where Krishna is satisfied with cows and cowherd boys and gopis. So these things are, of course, we can't understand the greatness of Krishna with very quickly, but gradually we have to have a little bit of faith in the process, just like Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. We have to engage our senses in the service of that master of the senses, because he's so great, he's the master of the senses also. And if we engage our senses in his service, then we can get Tatpalat Dena Nirmalam. We can get purified, and gradually Cheto Darpana Marjanam, we cleanse the heart of all the dust, and we can get a little bit of understanding how wonderful this Krishna is, this chapter, this opulences and sweetness. We can understand Krishna in the way that we can love Krishna in the way that is very special to us. That's Krishna's opulence that he reciprocates. Ye yatamam prapajyante tam sateva pajamiham. As we surrender to Krishna, as we worship him, he will reciprocate in such a wonderful way. He's so, that is his real opulence, is that he loves his devotees, Bhakta Vatsal. He's very kind to his devotees. So if we just have to become a devotee, that's our greatest fortune. That was the prayers in the Damodar prayer. So he just said, please bless me in the same way that that Krishna gave the opportunity. Well, Narad Muni gave this Nala Kuvera and Manigriva this opportunity to become blessed by Krishna, to become their devotees. So we pray like that. Let me also have this benediction to become your devotee. That is the greatest fortune. That is not something that can't be compared with anything in this material world. Tuliyama lavinapi na svargam na punarbhavam. It's just the opportunity to associate a little bit with the devotees. That he says, Bhagavatam says, Tuliyama lavinapi no. You can't compare that with any type of benediction in this material world. So this chanting process is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the way to go. We have opportunity today for the procession. Everybody can try to come. All right, anybody? Prabhu, Prabhu, sure, Prabhu. No? Yes?
Long before Balabhacharya wrote his Madhur Astakam, Bhava Mangal Thakur wrote a verse, Madharam Madharam Vaparasave Bhor Madharam Madharam Vadharam Madharam Madhagani Madhu Smitamit Taraho Madharam, 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 Madharam. Oh my Lord, the transcendental body of Lord Krishna is very sweet. His face is even sweeter than his body. Sweet smell on his face, which has a fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. So this honey, like you say, has a very prominent feature in Vrindavan Dham. And also for when Rupa Goswami wrote the Krishna Janmatiti Vidhi for Abhishek, in there he has all these prayers about offering honey, when you offer the honey. So it's very nice. So it's very nice that you're mentioning this about Madhuryadam.
Yeah, there's no, all these, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam comes from these four verses, no? These four verses became expanded, and Vedanta Sutra is actually the Bhagavatam is a commentary on Srimad Vedanta Sutra. So like that, he's taken the verses of Bhava Mangala Thakur, where you can expand on so much, everything can be expanded. Just like anything else? Okay, we're good. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya. Padam Vijaya.